Good morning. Welcome to the Anabaptist Business Association Seminar. I'm sure it feels rewarding to the ABA board to see the interest that they observe here for this year's event. The vision for Anabaptist Business Association is equipping businesses with practical insights and kingdom values in the contemporary workplace. When Philip Horst told me how many had registered for this event, I thought it was incredibly impressive. So many persons are looking for opportunity to improve in their businesses and careers. And you came to a faith-based seminar. Does this suggest that your pursuit for excellence is not secular, but a commitment to gain insight into how to more perfectly and more practically do whatever you do heartily as to the Lord? To more successfully contribute to the Lord's kingdom in your employment. John Maxwell said there are two kinds of learning: experience, which is gained from your own mistakes, and wisdom, which is learned from the mistakes of others. And I would change that to say there are two kinds of learning: experience, which is gained from your own mistakes, wisdom, which can be learned from the experience of others. Today is your day to learn from the experience of others. ABA has been sponsoring these events for quite a number of years. They have observed growing interest in these events, and they take an interest in the demographics of the audience. How many here today are attending an ABA seminar for the first time? Raise your hand with your elbow above your head. All right, board, observe that. Thank you. All right, there's quite a number. So many persons are reluctant to say how old they are, especially when you get past the age of maybe 50. So we're going to ask this question differently. How many are under the age of 25? Elbows above your head again. All right, interesting. Let's take a look at the book that you were given. First thing is, open to page 1. Take a look at your name tag. If you recognize that name, then put that name in the top right corner of your book. Now turn to page 3. See the blank lines on the right margin. A philosopher said, "I hear and I forget. I see and I remember. I do and I understand." The seeing and doing at a seminar is taking notes. You have a pen, you have those lines there, you're set to take notes. Now I want to introduce the ABA administrators and board. They are listed on page 41. Paul Weber, where are you? Will you stand, please? If he is here. There he is. Paul Weber is an administrator. Philip Horst, he's standing over there, another administrator. And Glenn Yancey, he's absent. All right. He is here somewhere, that we know. Now let's look at the board. Marlon Garrick, standing back by the doors. Daryl Fry. Where is Daryl Fry? Okay, maybe he's out yet too. Alan Yancey, standing beside Marlon Garrick, back by the doors. Abner Weidman. And maybe he's out yet now too. J. John Erb. Is John Erb here? Yep, he must be out helping to move some people in. Yeah, that's, you may have met him at the door. And we have Lowell Brubaker. Is Lowell here? Okay. He's, oh, there he is, standing at the very back. Thanks, Lowell. All right. If you have any needs or questions throughout the day, then feel free to check in with these individuals. They will be happy to help you. Now, see page 39 in your books. Questions, anyone? In an event like this, sometimes you do have questions. At 3:20 this afternoon, there will be a one-hour question and answer period moderated by Paul Horst. Today's speakers will be answering the questions. So by noon, we will have had four sessions. If you have any questions from those four sessions, please put your question in the question box by noon. And this will give Paul Horst time to review the questions with the speakers prior to the Q&A period. The page is perforated, so it'll tear out easily. And there's a box located at the entrance doors that has questions on the front. Put your questions in that box. Now I'll go back to page one. Below the schedule, write ROI. ROI, return on investment. This is something that every business takes into consideration. There were over 500 that registered for this event, so let's just go 500 for easy math. We'll be here for 9 hours. With travel, that's 10 hours. Go 500 times 10. Now go that times $10 an hour, but nobody works for that. So triple that. That gives you an idea what this seminar is costing the community of businesses that are represented here today. Is this seminar an expense or an investment for you or your company? Well, we know it is an expense because it costs us to register. If we take nothing back to work, it was simply that, an expense. But let's make it more than that. Throughout the day, decide what is one or more key points, very key points or takeaways that, aha, that resonated with me. I need to remember that, so I'm going to write it down under my ROI. When your spouse or employer or business partner asks if you thought the day was worthwhile, you can say, absolutely. And here are a few key points that I came away with. A couple things. These sessions are being recorded. They will be available on ABA's website shortly. If you brought your registration payment today, please give it to Glenn Yancey. He has a station back in that corner over there, and he's equipped to take your payment if you brought that to him today. Please silence your phones if you have not yet, and the restrooms are out the exit doors to your left. Glenn Yancey is coming in now, walking to his table, so like I said, if you have payment to make today, let's go see him. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our Father God in heaven, we bow before you in worship. We thank you for today. We thank you for the health you have blessed us with so we could attend this event in person. We invite your presence here today. We know you are the owner of all things. Today we want to learn how to better manage what you have given to us. How to honor you in our employment. Bless the speakers. At an event like this, they might feel some pressure to deliver their topics well, calm their nerves, and give them the ability to share from their experience and what they have learned effectively. We are here to honor you today, and may you be glorified with all that is said or done. In Jesus' name, amen.